Our scripture for this morning from the calendar for the 11th is 2 Chronicles 15:2. And in the King James, it says, "If ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you." Well, let's see if there's a precious promise in this verse. I think there really is. It says, if we seek him, if we follow him, if we frequent following him, if we worship him or ask him, if we care for him, if we inquire of him, if we require of him, and if we search for him, he will be found of us. Have you ever done any of those things any of those words, have you ever used them in seeking the Lord, huh? Yeah, I think all of us have, and we do it often and frequently, and that's exactly what he wants us to do, because he says if we do that, he will be found of us. What does it mean to find him? The Hebrew word from that I looked up in Strong's, it's 4672, and it says to come forth. If we do those things, he will come forth. He will appear to us. He will be present with us. He will meet with us, and he will occasion us. I love it. He will be there for us. That's what it's really saying. And if we really seek him, then we're really going to find him. Not something else, but him. I could do a whole bunch of cross-reference scriptures on this, but I think this one's good enough. I think it sinks down into our hearts. The basic thing is, if we'll seek him, he's going to be found. He doesn't hide. God's not going to hide from us if we seek him. But, and now here's the catch. You know, I don't know about these calendars. I thought they were going to just be a neat, uplifting verse every day, and there weren't going to be any ifs or buts in there. But, you know, almost every day it says a good part, and then it throws in a but if. And that's what it does today, too. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. What does it mean to forsake him? It means to loosen him. If we let go of him, if we kind of trash him, if we throw him away, if we relinquish our hold on him, if we fail him, if we leave him destitute, I've never thought of that. When I turn away from God and don't pay attention to what he tells me to do, I'm leaving him destitute? I don't want to be guilty of that. That just sounds awful. I'm leaving God as an orphan, my orphan. Or he's the father and the little orphan left, right? If we refuse him, then he's going to do those things to us. He's going to loosen us. He's going to relinquish us. He's going to leave us destitute and refuse us. How many want to be in that number? Never. Never. I want to be in the number that seeks him and finds him. How about you? Let's stand and let's say this verse from the Message Bible. God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. If you look for him, he will let himself be found. But if you leave him, he'll leave you. Amen. I do want to be in the number that seeks him, and I want you to encourage me. If you see me walking away from the Lord, you encourage me. You slap me on the back and you say, "Hey, start seeking the Lord again, Pastor Sherry. What's wrong with you?" Right? And I'll go, "Oh, yes, I'll do that." And if I see you doing that, walking away from the Lord, if I come up and just kind of give you a push, like, Cease, I'm going to just push you on the shoulder. Say, "You start seeking the Lord again." What would you do, Cease?
I will follow him.
Amen. Very good. Very good. You won't just push me back. That's good. I'm excited about what Jesus wants to do for us, about what the Father, our Heavenly Father, has planned for us. And I'm excited about it. Could you get excited about it, Pastor Kemp?
I'm all excited about it.
Let's do it.